Welcome to Beyond Transcripts, the podcast for educators who want to meet and exceed best practices in transcripts and education management. Today's podcast is for our administrators. Are you busy? Are you too busy? Are you doing things that you feel like, why is this taking so long? Or, I have more important things I need to do. Well, you want to stick around because we've got lots of great time management tips, including how to use block scheduling and batching your tasks to get more done, how to use tools like schedulers and calendar links that can help you be more efficient, and why it's useful to use technology. Yeah, there's lots of options and it can be a little overwhelming to make some changes or to spend the time to get the time somewhere else. But as an administrator, you're way too busy to waste time. So it's important to become more efficient and to try some of these tips and ideas for how to make better use of your time. Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm good, Sarah. How are you?
Good. All right. So we are jumping in. Everyone's busy, busy, busy these days. So today we are talking all about time management tips. But first off, you work with administrators of schools quite a bit. What are they doing that's keeping them so busy? What are they talking about?
It's like herding cats. They have so many people working for them, doing so many different tasks, and they have to keep track of not only what they have to get done, but what everyone else is doing too. They're very much like entrepreneurs in that they have to wear a lot of different hats, and they have a lot of different responsibilities to keep track of. So, that's the main thing is just the management tasks, you know, like keeping track of what everyone is doing and making sure that everyone is hitting their goals.
Right. It's your job to make sure everyone else is doing their job. And you probably have tasks that are very specific to you as an administrator. Plus, you want to make sure your students are happy and they're doing all the things that you want to do. So, yeah, it's very normal to just be busy all the time. And like you said, you're an entrepreneur. You're busy. What sorts of things do you feel like keep you the busiest, or that you're always going like, if I just had more time for this, or, you know, this takes too much time, more time than it should?
Yeah. Well, keeping things organized is huge. We've experimented with different task management programs. Right now, we've settled on Trello because it's nice and flexible. But yes. Basically, some way to keep track of like what everyone is working on, a place where they can kind of post updates about what's going on, and then I can check in when I have time. But it's tough because, you know, as you're trying to look at the long term, the big picture, but at the same time, you're kind of involved in the everyday details of the people who are working for you, and it can be very challenging. Keeping everything organized, I think, is very, very important, and leveraging some sort of software to do that instead of just trying to write everything down, I think is critical.
Yeah, well, and even I love Trello too, and I think sometimes if you're not thoughtful about how you set up those tools, they become more cumbersome than actually helpful. You know, if the people using them aren't using them in the way that you want them to, or they're not updating in the right time. So it does take time to get those things organized, and I think sometimes that's the hesitancy about it. Well, the system we have is working good enough, and it will take more time that we don't seem to have to get a new system in place or to get everyone comfortable to, you know, have improved time management. So we'll just, you know, we'll keep going. And we talk almost in every episode about change and how, you know, it's important to be willing to do it, even if it's small, take action. So we're going to jump into some tips for administrators to maybe help improve their time management. And for people listening, you know, you don't have to tackle all of these at once. That would feel very overwhelming, but, you know, maybe just pick one area that you feel that would help. And dive in. So the first one we wanted to talk about is batching tasks, basically taking things that are similar, doing them all at once. So what can you share with us about batching tasks?
Well, this is just based on the observation that when you switch from one task to another, you're switching context and you end up losing a lot of time by doing that. Mm-hmm. So the way I used to organize my work is I have like five or six different projects I'm working on, and I tried to split things up. So I was working on all six for like 1 hour each day of the week. And at the time, like it felt achievable, But when I switch things around a little and instead dedicated one day a week to each project, it actually made me a lot more efficient because I wasn't doing that context switching. So that's something to definitely consider, is try to keep related tasks together. So you're not having to load a new context into your brain every time you move to a new task.
Right. And I think something that can easily interrupt that is emails, right? I'm sure administrators get a lot of emails that they need to address. And so sometimes it feels like, okay, I'm going to check my email. I'm going to, you know, answer the thing and then I'll get back to what I was doing. And that context switching is really, it just interrupts things. So even something as simple as batching your emails, you know, yes, we're all very important and people need things from us immediately, but once an hour, as opposed to hearing the ding and getting in there to see what's going on, set aside 10 minutes to batch your emails, to go in there, respond, and then shift back to what it is that you were working on. Even something as simple as that can be really helpful. But like you said, kind of looking at what are your tasks and how can you organize them together rather than having to switch constantly can be very useful for time management.
Yeah, it can make a big difference.
What about, I know this is hard for many people, is delegating tasks, because we feel like I can handle it. First of all, I can handle it. I'm the best one for this job, right? I was hired to do this. I can get it done. But there's only so many hours in someone's workday. And so why is delegating tasks important, especially for an administrator?
Well, it's leverage for your time, right? Because it frees you up to do other things. If you have a team of five people and you delegate tasks to all five of them, then you're getting, you know, five times as many things done as you would if you were just trying to do it all yourself. And it's tempting not to do that. And I understand mm-hmm. that being, I'm kind of a perfectionist, and I know that like nobody else is going to be able to do it to my exacting standards. And
yeah.
It was kind of stressful at first learning how to do that, but it's something that for your school or business to grow, you have to learn how to do that, because otherwise you're going to be stuck with just the amount of stuff that you can do in one day, and that's not going to scale very easily. So learn how to do it, force yourself to do it, because it will get easier over time. And something else that can be helpful too is have, if you want to do it yourself, that's an option, or you can delegate this as well, but write procedures for a lot of the common tasks that mm-hmm. that are happening. Something that somebody can, who's never done it before, can pick up this document and follow those steps and do it. And that way you have something that's repeatable. And you know, when you bring on new staff, you can send them to that document, and they'll know exactly what to do without you having to explain it to them all over again.
Right. Yeah. And it's another one of those steps that feels like, well, I don't have time for that. I don't have time to create the procedure to then train someone else. But the reality is, in doing that, you're ultimately freeing up more time in the bigger picture. And I know a lot of us get stuck in that sort of more short-term mentality. Like, I don't have time right now. This isn't the most urgent thing. But taking the time, that additional time right now for some of those pieces, is going to hopefully clear up more time for you to take on more important tasks that really you should be the one doing. Because chances are, as administrators, you're holding on to tasks that really someone else could have. And I could see also that might be a holdover from, you know, maybe when your school started and it was you on your own, or you and one other person, and then your school grows and you have more people to potentially delegate to, but you're used to still doing all of the things yourself. I could see where, you know, it makes it hard sort of mentally and practically to start passing those things off. But like you said, it gets things off of your plate, and it allows you to do more with your time, which is so valuable.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, it's worth it to give some thought to each thing you're doing on a daily basis now, because probably 70 or 80% of it could be delegated to someone. And, you know, if you batch the writing of your procedures, mm-hmm. maybe you'll be able to get more done in a shorter amount of time, too.
Absolutely. And now this next one, I can imagine that some administrators might have already delegated their sort of scheduling to someone mm-hmm. else, or maybe are using some tools to help with that. But I think just in general, for people in a business, and I know these are schools, right? Not everyone thinks of themselves as a business, but someone in this role, scheduling, meetings, calls, conversations. This takes a lot of time, not even having those meetings, simply getting them scheduled and going back and forth. So what are your thoughts on how to get better at scheduling so that's not a void for where your time just falls into?
Right. Well, everyone in your organization needs to be using the same scheduling software. So that everyone can see the same views of stuff. Mm-hmm. And ideally, anyone should be able to add events and invite anyone else to them. Like, there shouldn't be a single person who's responsible for adding stuff to the calendar. In other words, anyone should be able to do that. And it's helpful if you're very strict about, you know, absolutely everything gets added to the calendar. So if there's going to be a meeting, no matter how short or small, it's on the calendar. So then, you know, you can get up in the morning, look at your day and see exactly what's going to be happening that day. Also, personally, I find it very helpful to just schedule blocks of time unrelated to meetings, or, you know, not necessarily that you're having to be somewhere at any given time, but just a block of time to, like you were talking about, check email. So like, this is my check email hour of the morning and I'm going to put it on the calendar. It kind of helps you protect that time from people who might try to co-opt it for their own purposes.
Right. Right. Or they see it's open and so they think, well, I can schedule this 15-minute meeting here. And in your mind, you were going to check emails, but now there's a meeting there. So yeah, scheduling that time with yourself becomes really important. And you obviously mentioned, you know, people within your organization, everyone using the same tool. And I think also utilizing additional scheduling tools can be very helpful, like Calendly or You Can Book Me. If you're in a position where you're scheduling a lot of meetings with people so that they don't have to email you or call you and say, are you available Thursday at 9 a.m. Or if you're talking with people around the country, you're not going back and forth. Well, did you mean noon my time or your time? You send them a link. It syncs up with whatever, you know, Gmail calendar you're using, whatever it might be, and they can see when you're available and they can book the time. And some of them even send reminders, which is great. So I think all of that is really about protecting your time, that you're not having to go back and forth with getting something on the schedule. That's sort of delegated in a way via your link. Someone sets a meeting and then you just show up for it.
Yep. Very
so,
true.
Technology. It's great. And you know, I have to say, I love my paper calendar. I have actually a paper calendar where life is scheduled in 15-minute increments. I've used one of these for 10 years. I had 6 months where I tried something else and I came back. So I think it is good to be sort of true to yourself in terms of how you like to see things, but for a school and an organization, you really do have to adopt these uses of technology to help make your life easier. Even if you also want to have it on your paper calendar, use technology because it really does save time. So let's stick with technology. We've got an article on kind of the different tools that a school might want to use, but what other sorts of technological advances should schools be utilizing to maybe help save their time?
Yeah, well, that article you referenced talks about all the different software you can take advantage of to help speed things up at your school, help your staff be more efficient, you know, from admissions to transcripts to grading, even billing if you're a private school and you're billing your families. There's so many wonderful software tools out there to help make life easier. And, you know, for a school that's been around for a long period of time, they're probably used to doing things a certain way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe that could keep working for you, but you should at least take the time to evaluate some of the other options out there, because there may be something out there that's going to work better for you and help your entire team work more efficiently. So there's lots of helpful technology out there. Yeah. So don't be afraid to look for it.
And we did a whole podcast on change and why it's important even when it's hard. So we'll link that for people. So if you're feeling like, ooh, this kind of sounds good, but I'm not so sure, I'm a little hesitant, stop what you're doing after this, schedule some time to listen to our other podcast and see how you feel, and then maybe adopt some of these tips. So let's talk more about transcripts, because obviously that can be a big use of someone's time, maybe not even just the administrator, right? But the administrators if you are aware that your staff members are wasting time in areas that they shouldn't be, that's not helpful for you or your school. So talk to us more about transcripts. Why is that an area that people might end up wasting time?
Well, it's very tedious putting together transcripts. I mean, you're having to track the courses the student has taken and put in the grades. And if you're doing it by hand, you're having to calculate the GPA manually. And it's a lot of information to keep track of for each student.
Right.
And as your staff is doing it, it's just, it is time consuming. If they're brute forcing their way through it, it's going to be time consuming. Not to mention, like I said, tedious for them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you don't want your staff to be completely miserable. You probably want them to be somewhat happy doing their jobs.
Right.
So that's where it's important to evaluate alternatives. I mean, Transcript Maker is a great option. Of course, we think it's the best. We're a little biased though.
Yes, we are.
But the point is use something. Like, even if right. it isn't Transcript Maker, use something to make this job easier for yourself. Cause doing it by hand is just, a terrible way to go, frankly.
Right. And I think, again, even if, you know, if it's the administrator listening to this podcast today, even if it's not your job, if someone on your team is tackling transcripts and it feels tedious, well, you just sort of slow down, right? If you're thinking, ugh, transcripts, right? I've batched my tasks. I'm saving time, but now I have to do transcripts, right? It's going to take you longer. You're going to be less efficient because mentally you're just sort of dreading this task. And that's a waste of time as well. So I think it's not just, you know, yes, there's software and programs that help you with this, but from, you know, the standpoint of the person trying to do these tasks, it's just not enjoyable. And then that wastes time as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think, you know, maybe some of our listeners who have not utilized a transcript software might have been, you know, nodding their heads like, yes, that is a big waste of my time to do things manually or to, you know, double check. So how does Transcript Maker, what are some of the specifics of what you guys do that's going to help save time?
Well, we provide a very consistent way for them to enter the data. So instead of entering it into a spreadsheet and having to, you know, find the right cell to enter it into and that kind of thing, you just go into our application, you create a new transcript, and it walks you through the process of adding new courses, assigning credit hours, assigning grades, choosing whether the course is going to be, you know, AP, dual enrollment, have a weighted GPA, that kind of thing. It's all right there in one place for you to see, and you just enter the data where it prompts you to. And another nice feature is a lot of the schools we work with, they have a standard set of curriculum that they use. So a lot of the course names and numbers are going to be the same across mm-hmm. different transcripts. Instead of having to copy and paste from the last one you did or type it in by hand every time, the course name will just autocomplete for you based on other transcripts that you've created in the system. So that saves a lot of time as well.
Yeah. I'm laughing as you say some of this because in one of my many roles, I do a lot of what I say is copying and pasting. I feel like that's my job, copy and paste. And, you know, some of that is, it has to be done, right? You can't always find maybe a way to simplify or, you know, use technology to help. But a lot of times, you know, it strikes me like there's got to be a better way. Certainly this is not the most efficient way to continue to copy and paste. But I think sometimes we just get stuck like, well, this is the process. This is what I do. And you don't stop and go, maybe there is a way for me to be more efficient. So I love that Transcript Maker allows people to stop doing some of those things that just sort of feel normal and mm-hmm. to simplify, to use their time in a better way and to really maybe realize then how much time they were wasting on some of those tasks. And so hopefully with all of these fantastic time management tips, our administrators and anyone else listening, they're getting all this, you know, time back. And so one of the things, you know, you and I talked about before we sort of started this episode is the idea of also making time for yourself as an administrator.
Yes.
Or really anyone should make time for themselves, regardless of what you have going on. That should be important. But I think especially for the administrators who are so busy and do have a lot of responsibilities, even if they're utilizing these time-saving tips. So why do you think that's important to make that time for yourself, whether it's self-care, personal development, relaxation? Why is that critical?
Well, you don't want to get in this mode where you're constantly giving to everyone around you and you yourself are suffering because mm-hmm. That's going to make you less effective at your job. And as a result, when you're less effective, the people working for you are going to be less effective. So So it's important to get a break every now and then. So, you know, put it on your calendar, block it out on your calendar, just some personal time for, you know, answering personal email or, reading about something that you're interested in or listening to a podcast, mm-hmm. Just something you can do that's not necessarily directly tied to your everyday duties. Just something so you can get a nice little break. It'll help you be more effective in the long run. I know it might not seem like it in the moment. It might seem like there are other priorities I should mm-hmm. be working on right now, but, you just have to keep telling yourself this is good for me. And, this is going to help me be more effective.
Right. That self-care, those, you know, personal development things, they tend to have a cumulative effect. Some of them, you know, depending on what it is, you can walk away feeling like, that was good. I feel better. I feel more myself, or I feel rejuvenated. And sometimes it's like, I don't have time for that podcast. Hopefully not this podcast, other ones. You know, I don't have time for that book. But you do. And one of the ways that I loved to look at time and really changed the way I think about time was I heard Laura Vanderkam speak, and she's an expert on time management, writes about the subject all the time. She has a book called 168 Hours. And basically it's about looking at the week differently. It's about looking at the week with 168 hours available to you versus 24 hours in a day. Because I think we all have experiences of, I only have 24 hours. And then it's like, there's just not enough time to get things done. But her perspective is if you look at your week as a whole, and even if you subtract the 40-ish hours that you work and the hours that you commute and the hours that you sleep and other responsibilities, there's still a lot of time left. Chances are we're wasting it somewhere, whether it's not being as efficient as we could in certain areas, or, you know, we're on social media and it starts out productive and then it's not. There's time available. And so, you know, whether you use that for that personal time, self-development, you know, figuring out those procedures to help you be more effective at work, there is time there. So I think that to me is also an important time management tip, is to really just sort of change your perspective on how much time you do have available to you, because there's no reason we have to keep looking at it in just these 24-hour chunks. But when you look at it as a whole, it often just feels like there's more time available to you.
Yeah, great point.
And I mean, administrators are too busy to waste time. So we got to figure out how to be more efficient. And like you said, even if, you know, they're doing some of these things, there's usually ways that we can all become more efficient with our time. So with that, anything else you want to share with us before we wrap up today?
I know a lot of people will talk about it. I've heard it so many times too, turning off distractions, you know, turn yes. off the alerts for new emails on your system and turn off the Twitter dinging in the background. I've heard it and I don't do it.
Right.
So you just have to do it, like force yourself to do it. It's great to think about, oh yeah, I'll do that one day, maybe right. tomorrow, but that could be a huge drain. So yeah, I'll just end with that. Turn off the notifications.
Right. So as you wrap up on this podcast with us, go turn off notifications somewhere, get back to work, be efficient, and we'll talk to you next time. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
We know you're busy, but we're so glad that you stuck around to listen to this podcast on time management tips. Before you go, don't forget to sign up for our free newsletter so that all of these great tips, ideas, information can be sent directly to you. We know you'll only be checking your email once an hour. You'll be batching that out, but it'll be delivered right to your inbox. And if you're not using Transcript Maker yet, but you're curious about it, because we know it will help you save time, don't forget our 14-day free trial.